Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yitzchok David ben Gedalia and Rav Nosson Chaim ben Zelda, for Rav Avram Yitzchok ben Esther, for Esther Rus bas Naomi Sarah, for Rav Moshe ben Reizel, for Shleima, to all the Cholim, and Atzlachem Bracha to all the Briyim, and everybody should just have good things. We're going to be learning the sugi of Mana Einkan, Mashkon Einkan in Kiddushin, Ches, and we're basing this on a wonderful shir given by Hagon of Label Shapiro Shlita, Rosh Hashiva in Miami Beach. It says in the Gemara, Maravam Rav Nachman, Amalas Kachi Libimana, Vinichla Mashkon Aleina Makudesh. So a man says to a woman, marry me with the mana, marry me with the mana, amount of money. And he gives her a mashkon as a collateral for the mana. She's not Makudesh, it's wise. Zok the Gemara, mana ain kan mashkon ain kan. There's no mana, there's no mashkon. Rashi, mana ain kan hilkach mashkon ain kan. Since there's no mana, since he didn't give the mana, there's also no mashkon. Ain't no sheba klum, she ain't no mashkon matana. The mashkon is not worth anything because the mashkon's not a matana. So what is he giving her? So that's Rashi. There's a machlokas Rishonim. What's the chisaron of the mashkon? The Rush writes, Yesh mefarshim, dahainu dafka bekinyan isha ba'avadim, v'chein karka, v'visha nikna mekesef, v'ein kan kesef, sheyuchal liknois, she'ein amashkon kanulai, shelo natnu la schus begufo. Some mefarshim say that this is dafka bekinyan isha ve'avadim. This mashkon doesn't help. And also karka. Why? Because they're nikna bekesef, there's no kesef to buy with. Because the mashkon is not kanui, because there was no schus given in the gufa mashkon. In other words, he holds that the mashkon is not poel ashibud. He holds that the mashkon is poel ashibud. But even though there's a shibud, since he didn't give her money, she's not makudeshes. What does again he say? She'ena mashkon kanui shelo nasnu la schus begufa. The mashkon isn't kanui, because she has no schus in the guf hamashkon. You're right, it's poel ashibud, that he's mechayiv himself, meshabed himself, to give the mana, but there's no kinyan in the mashkon itself. But if somebody gives his friend a gift, and then he gives him a mashkon instead of the gift, the meshich of this mashkon, of this collateral, is like he was zoicha b'matan. In other words, since the mashkon is poel ashibud, and his chayvus, since this mashkon creates this obligation, and that it's not moil is only in matters that you need kesef. But a matana that you don't need kesef, there it's enough to give the mashkon, and that's poel the shibud. And mimela, through this, the matana is niknes. But when you need the nesinas kesef, there's no nesinas kesef. That's the yesh mefarshim. But the rush, dingtzich mitim. And he says, v'leses, not so. The ein chiluk bein matana lekidushin. There is no distinction between a gift and kiddushin. V'tam echad lekulam, it's all the same. L'fi she'ein amashkon mishuabad leklum, mishum dein adam yechol l'shabed nechasa v'davar shel etchayev bo. Aval davar shelo netchayev, mishum de adam yechol l'shabed nechasa v'davar shel etchayev bo. Aval davar shelo netchayev, lo chal shiabud al nechasav, uv'matana she'amar liten lo, lo netchayev ba, v'lo yetchayev ba leolam, l'fi she'yechol achzor bo. Lefikach lo nishtabed lo amashkon v'mishichas. Zok the Rush, that the mashkon is not meshubet to anything, because a person can't be meshabed his nechasim. A person can be meshabed his nechasim for something that he was already chayav in, but something he wasn't chayav in, there's not going to be a shibud on his nechasim. So what he holds is that when he gives a matana or a kiddushin, there's no shibud. Since there's no shibud, he didn't do anything. The first way the Rush learned the yeshm of name of the yeshm of farshim is that there is a shibud, but it doesn't help us because you need nesina kesef. So it might help by matana, but it helps by natana, but matana, but not by kiddushin, where you need nesina kesef. But in the Rush's own opinion, no, there's no difference between matan and kiddushin. Because what are you giving the mashkon for? The mashkon isn't meshabed you at all. Since the mashkon is not meshabed the person, it's nothing. Not for matana, not for kedusha, not for none, not for anything. So there's a machlokas between the Rosh and the Yesh Mefarshim on 2 points. Number one, b'matana v'chadayim, that you don't need kesef before. The Yesh Mefarshim holds that it works, because the chisaron in kedushin is that there's no nesinas hakesef. But here, where you don't need nesinas hakesef, you're beseder. The Rosh holds no, that it doesn't help because the mashkon isn't pole the shibud. Moreover, in an instance where he's mishabed himself, but he doesn't give kesef. L'dugma, the Tzior Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, brought in Tosfos in Kiddushin, that if he says to a woman, Hiskatshi li b'maneh, Vehelach mashkon, marry me with the money, take this mashkon, Ve'al tachzir li ha-mashkon, Ad she'etein lach ha-maneh. Don't return this mashkon until I give you the money. The Rosh holds that since he was mishabed himself, it's kedushin. Normally, you can retract the mashkon. Say, forget about it. Like the Rosh says, the fishyach alachzer bo. But if he's mishabed himself and he can't be chozer bo, then it works. He says, al tachzir l'mashkon atin maneh. There's no retraction. So the Rosh holds that since he's mishabed himself, it's a good kedushin. And we don't say there's a chisaron and that he didn't give money. Mashen ken yesh mefarshim. He holds the mashkon's always mishabed, and yet it doesn't work for kedushin, because he didn't give kesef before. So therefore, nanakud is also machlokas. And this inyan, there's a machlokas between a number of rishonim that we're not going to get into. Now Tosis writes, b'tchilas divrayim, that she's not mekudeshes because the kesef is not be'ein, which is bepashtus like the Yesh Mefarshim. Korban Nisan al Taka says the Tosis like the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rosh. There's no nesinas kesef bein, avol behemshech, kosvu, toisvis, that b'matana, a mashkon also doesn't help, even where you don't need kesef bein. L'choira, it's a stir b'divrei ha-Tosis. So the Pnei Yoshua says that according to Tosis, they're both chesronos. Number one, there's no kesef be'ein. And number two, mashkon doesn't create a shibud. And therefore, anytime you have one of the two chesronos, there's no marriage. There has to be both kesef be'ein, and there also has to be a shibud. Mashkon has to create a shibud. According to Tosis, you don't have either. There's no kesef be'ein, and the mashkon isn't creating a shibud. So that it says, mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan, we learn three shitas. We learn the Yesh Mefarshim. There's also the Rashba and the Ramban, that it doesn't work because you need Nesinas Kesef Be'im. We have the Sheet of the Rosh, that it doesn't work because there's no Shibud. This also seems to be Rashi. Ain't no Shava Klum. Mashkon Ein Kan, ain't no Shava Klum. It's not worth anything. It doesn't create any Shibud. And then you have the Shita Satos of Pnei Yoshua, that you have both Chesronos, no Kesef Be'ein, and there's no Shibud. So we have to understand Shita Satos is how they know this. It says in the Gemara, it doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, it means there's one of two Chesronos. Either the Chisara and there's no Kesef Be'ein, or there's no Shibud. But from Vine and Vice Taisvis, that you have both the Chesronos. Where do they get that from? So it must be that Tosis holds that the fact that the two chesronos isn't mitzarech reicha gemara, because from the gemara all you need is one chisaron. Rather, it must be that Tosis is learning that that's the problem with mashkon. Not that that's the chisaron mitzarech reicha gemara, but Tosis understands that a mashkon doesn't do either. They have both chesronos. And therefore, we should explain these three shitas that it's totally in the gedder of mashkon. Now, in a number of places that we find a dimyon from one to another, one thing to another, for example, shluch shel adam, kemosa, dimyon of the shliach to the person, aso chachamim kilu hu birshusa, it's not birshusa, but it's like it's birshusa. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe, zchus yogen aleinu, explains that you can learn it three ways. Ledugma, shluch shel adam kemosa. So the Rebbe brings in Likutei Sichos and Chelek Lamed Gimel from page 113 and on, Hachakira Hayidua from Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Sefer Lekach Tov Klal Aleph, and the Din of Shlichos Shluch Shadon Kamosa. Three ways of understanding it. Number one, you can say Kamosa is Kamosa Mamish. That Guf HaShliach is like the Guf HaMishaleach, and Mamele, whatever the Shliach does, like the Mishaleach did it. Number two, the Kamosa could be Bekoach Asiya. That the Asiyas HaShliach is like the Asiyas HaMishaleach. Not that he's, not the oise is the same person, but the asiya is like the mishalech did it. Number three, kamoso, is only the totsa samaisa. B'loshan acheret, lacheftza boi nasa amaisa. In other words, it's not that the mishalech is doing it. It's not that the mishalech is the mishalech. It's not that the mishalech is doing it, the koich asiya. But rather, the totsa is mesiaches to the mishalech. So similarly, we can say about a mashkon three ways. We can say that nesinas hamashkon, giving this collateral, is priyas hachoyv mamish, like kemoise mamish. Number two, we can say it's not mamish, but it's ke'en ke'ilu b'makom priyas chov. And number three, so it's similar. Number three, we can say no, the mashkon isn't pol priyas chov at all. It's a haftacha that afterwards is going to be parea the chov. Lashon Ramban, ein amashkon el haftochas hashibud. Three ways of understanding. So based on this, we can say as follows. The Rosh is learning the first way. The nesinas hamashkon is priyas achov mamish. And because of this, he holds that a mashkon can't be pol hashibud and is nechasim. Why? Because if there's no chov, it's not shaykh priyas chov. And the mashkon is not something separate from the etzim priyas chov. And therefore the Rosh writes that b'davar shelo nischayv lo chol shibud an l'chasav. How are you giving a mashkon on something that you weren't mechuyev? It's nothing. It has to be a priyas chov. But if there's no chov, then it's nothing. And therefore he also holds that b'makom shiyesha lov shibud, but if there is a shibud, like he says at the beginning, if it's davar shekran is chayiv bo, the mashkon is like priyas chov mamish. So if there's already a shibud, then this is like priyas chov mamish. That's the Rosh. But the Yesh Mefarshim holds like the second way. That the mashkon is a davar nifrad bifnei atzma. The mashkon is something separate. It's bimkom priyat achov. So since it's a davar nifrad, it's not actual priyas achov. It's separate from priyas achov. So therefore, you can be pol hashibud with it. If it was the actual priyas achov and there's no chov, then what are you doing? But if it's not mamish priyas achov, so therefore it can be a shibud. It can be pol hashibud. So when you don't need kesef mamish, the mashkon is more lifol shibud, like a matana. But if you need nesinas kesef before, even if there's a shibud from somewhere else, it doesn't help you because it's not priyas chov mamish. So there's no nesinas hakesef. So according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's Kain priyas chov. So that enables you to create a shibud. And if you need nesinas kesef befoal, so since it's not priyas chov mamish, it's not considered nesinas hakesef. Number three, Tosfos holds like the third way, that nesinas hamashkon is just a haftocha al piron achov, and therefore it has both chesronos. Number one, it's not piron chov mamish. There's no nesinas kesef. And since it's not a davar nifrad ome bimkom piron chov, it's just a haftacha, so it can't be pole shibud. This haftacha le piron is not pole shibud. If it's a ke'ain, so then it's pole shibud, like the second way, the Yesh Mefarshim. It's davar nifrad bifnei atzmo, and it's bimkom priyas chov, so it creates a shibud. But according to Tosfos, that it's just a haftacha, that doesn't make a shibud. And memela, it has both chesronos. It's not kesef mamish, and it also doesn't create a shibud. And therefore she's not married for two reasons. We can explain this machlokes, if a mashkon has the koach to be poel l'shibud, in a deeper way. The Rambam says as follows: Hilchas Eidus Perek Chaf Halacha Beis. Nerag ze she'idu alav v'achka chuzmu, ein nerag in menadin. If you have a nerag, they're made on this nerag, and then they're huzamed. In other words, two people said Reuven killed Shimon. They went ahead to the Beis and killed Reuven, and then the two Eidim became Eidim Zomim. Ein Ne'eragim in Adin. Shenema Kasher Zomim Lasos V'dayim Lo Asa. You only get it, Eidim Zomim, if you intended to do it. But now when you actually did it. V'dar V'zemi Pi Kabbalah. Avalim Lokach Zeh Shidu Alav Lokin. So this only applies to death. In other words, if they already killed the person that was incriminated, you don't touch the Eidim Zomim. But if it's only kasher zom and they intended to do it, but they actually did it, you don't touch him. But when it comes to malchus, if they already gave him malchus, it doesn't matter. You still give the edim zom in malchus. Mammon, you give the edim zom and have to pay. The mammon goes back to the people who it was taken away from, and then the edim zom and have to pay. So that's the chiddush of the Rambam and the Gemara. The Gemara says it doesn't apply to misa. The Rambam says it does apply. In other words, there's no edim zom in by misa if it was already carried out. But the Rambam says that doesn't apply to malchus and to Mammon. The Ravid, in his inimitable style, says to the Rambam, Shibush huzeh, that's just a messed up way of looking at things. The Kesef Mishnah writes, Tzarech levakish tami, ayin l'rabbeinu l'chalek ben misa l'mammon, from vanin vayis the Rambam, meifu Rambam yodea, l'chalek ben mita l'mammon, umalkot, because l'choyra, it's mashma, there's no difference. What's the difference? Kasher zomam, v'loi kasher asa. So maybe you can make same moment, because moment is efshir pechazara. So just give the money back and then make them pay. But the malchus, once you already did it, you did it. Kasher zaman b'loy kasher asa. What's done is done. You can't take away the malchus, just like you can't take away the misa. So how did the Rambam know to be mechalek? There's a famous Reb Chaim Halevi al Harambam. Reb Chaim omer, Darei, ani mitzatetet l'shano. Darei matzinu gabei malchus. Debina dafka shiyulka bifnei beizdin. Special chalos malkus that it we're in brisk now, so you have to speak the brisker sprach. That it has to be in front of the beis din. If it's not in front of the beis din, it's not malkus. Lefiza nira, the kishehuz muha eden veiglay milta delo asa velo klum velo netchayev malkot leolam. It would appear that if the eden became eden zomimin and it was a glay milsa that he didn't do anything, they didn't do it. And they were in Mishchayv Malkus. Him ken and nimsa den ala Malkus din ma'isa bezin and never had a din ma'isa bezin. V'lo chashivi bezin. Is that what sort of bezin is this? It's like they were getting Malkus outside of bezin. You can't say that it was done officially according to the courts because the courts were making a big mistake. The guy was never chayv Malkus in the first place. So be'etzim, what did they do to him? They just whacked him. They just hit him. They just flogged him. But it doesn't have any chalos Malkus. So you can't say it was kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa. And that this is asa, and therefore you can't do it to the Edom Zom, to the Edom Zomimin. No, you can do it to the Edom Zomimin because it isn't kasher asa, because it's considered now they never gave him malchus. It's just like hitting him outside of Beis Din. Lo damya malchus lemisu mamad. Ohasim rei lo bina shakimia beBeis Din klal. When it comes to misa and mamad, it doesn't have to be in the Beis Din. There's no special chalos Beis Din. So even though it's the Gloy Milsa, Delo Hav Mechuyiv Misum Mamon, even though it was revealed afterwards, there was no Chiyiv Misum Mamon. And it turns out that this didn't have a Din Mises Beis Din, and the Mamon didn't have a Din Tashlumin. But that's only because you're lacking the Chiyiv Misa. So here you have Gzeres HaKosov, that this is called doing it. So when they killed this person, they did it. They killed him. Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa. He intended to do it and they didn't do it. But if they did it and it turns out that they were Edom Zomimin, so you don't give the same punishment because that's already considered being done. But it's not like that with Malkus. Malkus has to have a special Chalos Malkus. So by Misa, we have Gzeres HaKasav, that it's called Misa. That's called that they already gave him Misa. That's the Kasher Asa. That's exactly what it's talking about. Kasher Zamam, he intended to do it, but not if they already carried it out. If they already carried it out and it turns out that they shouldn't have, that's called, the Torah says, Kasher Asa. But Malkus, again, has to be in front of the Beis Din. There has to be a special Chalos Shem Malkus. And since there wasn't, because it's like doing a chutz le-beis din, because the whole thing was a fake-out breakout, the whole thing was a mistake, so it's not considered Malkus Beis Din. That's not called Malkus, that doesn't have a chalos Malkus Beis Din. And Mele, he never got it, he never got proper Malkus. He got hit, but he never got proper Malkus. He never got Beis Din Malkus, that's not kasher asa. And by Mammon also, there's no special chalos that he gave him the money. So Mele, even if he already gave it to him, that's not called kasher asa. If it turns out that it was a big mistake, so then let the Edom Zomimin pay. It was never done. By Mammon, so Mammon is Efshir Pachazara. So now you can just, now you can retract. The mammon you can retract. So retract the mammon and then you're beseder. And now the Edom Zomimin have to pay it. It never happened. We can turn back the clock. Just give the money back. Malkus, you can't turn back the clock. The malkus were given. That can't be taken back. But it isn't called Malkus Beis Din. So since it isn't called Malkus Beis Din, the din is they use his got flock, so then you give it to the Edom Zomimin. Because that isn't kasher asa. Only by Misa we have a special Gzeres HaKosov that it's that even though the guy wasn't Mechuyev Misa's Beis Din, that's still considered Kasher Asa. And by Misa, there's no kiyum that it should be in the Beis Din. So that can be considered kasher asa. But by Malkus, where it has to be in the front of the Beis Din, if it wasn't, then that's bechlal not considered that he was given a Beis, that he was given Malkus, and therefore you can give to the Edom Zomimin, because there wasn't kasher asa. They didn't give Malkus in front of the Beis Din. It was nothing. It was wasn't a ma'aseh Beis Din. The whole thing was a mistake. L'chora, you can explain this a little bit differently than Reb Chaim, that it's not just because Malkus requires in front of Beis Din, because by Misa we say that if you can't kill him with the Misa K'suvabo, then you're allowed to kill him b'chol Misa Shatayocho t'chsev mos yumas hamakas. So it turns out that by Misa there's no specific din Misa. As long as the guy is killed, that's all that matters. So even if the guy is killed shaloka din, it doesn't bother us. That's already considered kasher asa, because if you can't do it the way he's supposed to be killed, do it anyway. The important thing is that before he's killed, pol yotze. So that's when it comes to Misa. So that's considered kasher asa. Mashenken b'malkus, since when you have to give Malkus, you have to give Malkus. And this isn't considered Malkus, since it's a gloy milsala mafreya, that it wasn't shaykh din Malkus. That's not considered kasher asa. When it comes to Misa, it's not a matter of whether it's in front of the Beit Malkus requires Beis Din and Misa doesn't. Misa, a different way. Misa is the important thing, is the guy's killed. Like it says, if you can't kill him this way, kill him a different way. But by Malkus, you have to give him Malkus. And therefore, it has to be done properly. And if it's not done properly, according to all the conditions, that he was really chayv Malkus, so that's not considered that he got Malkus. But by Misa, you don't really have to Misa, the standards are relaxed as long as the guy is killed. So that's already considered kasher asa when he was killed, even though it turns out that he wasn't supposed to be. But when he was, so that's already kasher asa. You don't have to meet all the conditions. That's already considered doing it, because there the rules are relaxed. If you can't kill him this way, kill him a different way. The ikar is that he's killed, that befall he's killed. This guy Befal is killed. That's already considered kasher asa. It's too late. But by Malkus, you have to give the guy Malkus Beis Din. And this isn't considered Malkus Beis Din, because he wasn't chayv Malkus. But by Mammon, what do we say about Mammon? We said that we don't say that he's pater, the Edom Zomim are pater, because Efshir b'chazara. So that we have to understand. Because it says in the Gemara, Bava Kama, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Tani Rebbe Chias and Rabba of his Nezikin, the 24 of his Nezikin, one of them is Edom Zomim. For Ask Tosfos, Edom Zomim, if he didn't yet pay, so he's not a mazik at all. And if he did pay, if they were mazik, so then it's kasher zama meloy kasher asa. So how are you calling Edom Zom one of the 24 mazikim? If he didn't pay it, they didn't do the nezik. And if he did, then it's too late. Kasher zama meloy kasher asa. So then how can you be one of the avos mazikim where a chayav to pay? It was already done. It's too late. So because of that, the Rivah explained, afilu shilem al pi Edom Zom in chayavim, v'leishach v'ma kasher zama meloy kasher asa, devshir b'chazara. So the Riva says that even if he paid al pi Edom Zomimin, the Edom Zomimin achayev, because you can't say by Mammon kasher zom lo kasher asa. Why? Devshir b'chazara, because you can give the money back. Wait a second, if you give the money back, hadr kushal aduchte, how are you calling them a mazik? They weren't mazik anything, the money went back. So where's their hezek? The money came back. And they were found in Edom Zom, and the money came back. Efshir b'chazara. So they're not mazikin. It turns out they're not mazikin. So maybe we can say as follows. That Begeder Piron Chov, we have two ways of learning it. Number one is, it's a Geder of Nesinas Kesef. The reason you have to give the money is because he's Chayev Piron. But it's a Geder, the Geder is Nesinas Kesef. The Siba of Nesinas Kesef is because he's Chayev Lefarala. He's Chayev to pay. Number two, it's a halachic geder bifne atzma of piron chov. It's not a geder nesinas kesef. It has its own independent halachic category of piron chov. If we learn that nesinas kesef is a halachic concept, an independent halachic concept of priyas chov, we can explain that since it's Efshir B'Chazara, the money could go back, we can explain then money the same way we explain Malkus. That since there's a Geder B'Fnei Atzma of Piron Chov, since it's Efshir B'Chazara, in other words, that we require him to return the money, so it turns out that what he gave wasn't a Piron Chov. And therefore, it's not considered Kasher Asa. If it's a special gather, just like we have a special gather of Malkus, the special halacha category of Malkus, it has to be Malkus based in. You have to give, like Reb Chaim says, you have to give it in front of the based in, or that there has to be a din Malkus. If it wasn't a din Malkus, it's just flogging, then it doesn't mean anything. See here also, when the money is given, and it turns out that it's Efshir B'Chazara, that you have to, the money has to be returned because these Eidim or Eidim Zomimin, it turns out it wasn't a halacha category of Piron Chov. Because when is there a halacha category of Piron Chov? When there was a Chov. But here it turns out there was really no Chov. If there was really no Chov, there's no Piron Chov. So there's no Piron Chov, so nothing ever happened. There's no Kasher Asa here. And since there's no Kasher Asa, it's considered Kasher Zaman. And Mimela, the Eidim Zoman have to pay. Gvaldik. What he gave doesn't have a gather of Piron Chov, because there was no Chov. Since it's Efshir B'Chazara, so then goes back. There was really no Piron Chov at all. Has to have a special Geder of Piron Chov. He gave the money, but it turns out it was all a mistake. If it had a Geder of Piron Chov, then the guy would have been able to keep it. But since they were Eidim Zomim and he has to return it, so it turns out there was no Piron Chov to start with. So it's not a Geder of Piron Chov, there's no Chov. So Memela, what's the din? The din is that the Eidim Zomim have to pay. That's why that doesn't apply to money. We understand why it doesn't apply to Malkus Kasher Asa, and we also understand why it doesn't apply to money. So then it would turn out then, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether you say Bekesef Kasher Zomim below Kasher Asa, is Tolui if there's a Gezer B'Fnei Atzma of Piron Chov. The Rambam holds that Piron Chov is an independent halachic entity, independent halachic concept, and therefore, since there was no din of since there was no nesina, this nesinas kesef didn't have a din of piron chov, it's not kasher asa. And since it's not kasher asa, the Eidim Zomim have to pay. But the Ravid holds no, that this is nesinas kesef. What's piron chov? Piron chov is nesinas kesef. What's mechayvi? What's sibas nesinas kesef? Say there, sibas nesinas kesef is piron chov. But the geder of this of the giving of the money is stam nesinas kesef, and the money was given, so it's kasher asa, and therefore the Ravid says it's zeshibush. He gave the money already. Once the money is given, it was done. It doesn't have to have a geder of piron chov. If it's returned, then there's no geder of piron chov. There was no chov, and the money went back. So that's only, it turns out, that it was only kasher zomam. It's not kasher asa. But if you hold, like the Ravid, that it's just Nesinas Kesef, here the money was given. Since the money was given, so that's Kasher Asa. Based on this chakir, if Piron Chov is a gedder of Niatzmer, or just a sina, a sibas and sinas hakesef, we can understand in our case as well. The Rush holds that Piron Chov is a gedder bifnei atzma. And therefore, it's pashut, it's its own independent halachic entity. And therefore, it's pashut to the Rush that the mashkon doesn't have the koch to be polishiva, that since the Rush holds that nesinas hamashkon is kipiron chov mamish. Like we said. So it's pashut that you can't have piron chov where there's no chov to start with. Because if piron chov is a gedder bifnei atzma, and now this guy goes ahead and he gives a mashkon, he didn't give anything. How are you parei a chov if there's no chov to start with? This is mamish piron chov, and piron chov is its own halacha category. So you didn't do anything, because you can't do piron chov if there's no chov. And therefore, the Rush holds that a mashkon can't be pol shibud. But if there already is a shibud, if there's a pre-existing shibud, so then this nesinas hamashkon, like the Rush holds, this nesinas hamashkon works. It can't be part of the shibud. But if there's already a shibud, then the Rush holds you can give this mashkon. Because like we said, the Rush holds that it's like Nesinas Kesef, mamish. That's the Rush. But how does the Yesh Mefarshim learn? The Yesh Mefarshim learns that the Piron Chov is only a Siba L'Nesinas HaKesef. When you're giving the money, what's when you're being parechov, when you're paying back, what's the gather of this pula? Giving money. What's the siba why you have to give the money piron chov? But the etzem maisa is nesinas kesef. And because of this, even if this person wasn't meshubit originally, since nesinas hamashkon is nesinas kesef regila, it's just regular giving money, because there's no concept of priyas chov. There's no separate halacha category of priyas chov. It's just nesinas hakesef. So there doesn't have to be a chov in order that a nesina should be a nesina. Nesinas kesef is nesina without a metzias of chov. And therefore you can have a shibud without a chov. So when he can give this money, and in that way be meshabed himself. Because there doesn't have to be an already existing chov. According to the Rush, there has to be an already existing chov, and therefore this is going to be pareah the chov. What he's giving now is parei the chov, but if there's no pre-existing chov, the mashkon is nothing. But according to the Yesh Mefarshim, there doesn't have to be a pre-existing chov. He can give this mashkon, and this mashkon is Nesinas HaKesef, and this Nesinas Kesef can create a shibud. And therefore, if it's Isha, so it doesn't work because you need Nesinas Mam and Mamish. But if it is... if it is for a matana, so that creates a shibud of the matana because it's a nesina. So you can make a shibud without a chov. According to the Rush, you can't make a shibud without a chov because what are you giving? There's no chov. So what does this mashkon mean? There's no chiyuv, there's no shibud on the nechasim. So what are you giving? That's the Rush. You're not giving anything. But according to the Yesh Mefarshim, Meshichas HaMashkon Kilu Zacha B'Matana. Since the Mashkon is Pol, the shibud and Ischaivus, so that works for a Matana. On the other hand, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, since he holds that there's no Musuk Bifnei Atzma of Piron, there's no special Geder of Piron Chov, so we can't say that the Mashkon is Begeder Piron. And since the Mashkon is not Begeder Piron, so when you need Piron, when you need the Kesef Mamish, it's not going to work. Because and that's by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, you need Nesinas Kesef Mamish. And this is Pola Shibud, but this isn't Nesinas Kesef, this isn't giving the Chov itself. So it's not considered Nesinas Kesef Befal. If you need Nesinas Kesef Befal, like by Kiddushin, the mashkon doesn't work. And the Rush, as we said, the Rush holds that Piron Chov is a Geder Bifnei Atzmo. And therefore the mashkon can't be Pol Shibud. Because since he holds that Nesinas Mashkon is Kipiron Chov, you can't be Porea Chov if the Chov doesn't exist. So according to the Rush, the chisaron is that it's not Paul any shibud. It's not Paul a shibud, and you can't be pore any chov when there's no pre-existing chov. Why doesn't it create a shibud? The Rush says that it doesn't create a shibud. Because a shibud on what? Like the Rush says. It was never a chiyuv. If there is a chiyuv, then it's great, it's piron chov. But if there's no chiyuv, it's not pol shibud. It doesn't create any lean. If there is a chiyuv, and the mashkon is mamish bimkom. And by kiddushin, when there's no pre-existing chiyuv, then what is he giving? He's not giving. He can't be porei achov. There's a gather of porei achov, but he can't be porei achov if there is no chov. So therefore, according to the Rush, there's no marriage. It's not pol shibud, and he can't be porei achov that doesn't exist. So it's not giving, he's not giving the Kedushin itself, because there is no Chov. And he's not Meshabit himself, because since there's no Chov, the Mashkon isn't Meshabit anything. Yesh Mefarshim holds that it is Meshabit. Because Piron Chov is a Sibel and a Sina's Kesef, but here there isn't a Sina. So since there isn't a Sina, that nesina can now create a shibud. But when you need kesef mamish, it's not going to work. Why isn't it going to work? Because this isn't the chov itself that you're paying. According to the Eish Mefarshim, it's kain. So it's enough to create a shibud, but it's not the thing itself. So when it comes to matana, it's a shibud. When it comes to the, so you have to, once you give the mashko, you have to give the matana. But when you need the money itself, you need the thing itself, you need the payment itself, like for Isha, so since this, according to the Eish Mefarshim, isn't kesef mamish, there's no marriage. How's Tosis learning? Tosis learns like the Rush, that Piron Chov is a Geder Bifnei Atzma. And therefore, what is the Nesinas HaMashkon doing? You can't create a new Shibud, because there's no Chov to be Poreah here. So therefore, giving this Mashkon is nothing. And yet, Tosis still holds that even in a case where there already is a shibud, giving this doesn't help. Giving this mashkon doesn't help because this isn't considered nesinas kesef before. Like Tos said at the beginning, because there's no kesef bein, and we say that's kapashas like the Eish Mefarshim. So Tosis doesn't hold that this is considered a proper nesinas kesef, because here you need nesinas kesef before. In other words, the Rush holds that the mashkon is not mishabed because there's no pre-existing chov. But we said that according to Shitas HaRosh, when you give the mashkon, that's considered pre-es chov, that's considered the kesef mamish. So if there's a pre-existing chov, this mashkon can be considered kesef for that pre-existing chov. But Tosis doesn't hold that way. Tosis holds, like the Eish Mefarshim, that it's not considered that when you pay, when you give this mashkon, that's not considered nesinas kesef before. That's only considered bimkom priyaschov, to dover nifman mi priyaschov. And when you need the nesinas kesef mamish, before all, this doesn't help. Even if there's a shibud minyan acher, giving this doesn't help because this isn't considered the giving of the money. And therefore here you have both chesronos. You have the chisaron the Rush holds, that priyas chov is a geder bifnei atzmo, so that giving the mashkon doesn't help if there's no pre-existing chov. It doesn't create any new shibud. You gave kesef, but it's not pole any shibud because you weren't chayv in the first place. And even if there is already a shibud, but this isn't considered nesinas kesef before, like the Eish Mefarshim holds. The Rush holds that a mashkon is mamish bimkom the chov. But the Eish Mefarshim doesn't hold that way. That's the way Tosis holds, like the Eish Mefarshim. And therefore they write it's not mekudeshes, because there's no, the kesef is not bein. This isn't mamish considered nesinas kesef. And in Vaita they write it also doesn't work by matana. So it doesn't work by matana because they hold like the Rush that you can't give a mashkon for a matana, because if there's no previous pre-existing shibud, so giving this mashkon isn't anything because the geder of priyas chov, but this isn't considered priyas chov because there is no chov. So it wouldn't even work for Matana. And Tosfos also, that's like the Rosh, Tosfos also writes that she's not Mekudesh when you give a Mashkon because it's not Kesef Be'ein. Because they hold like the Yesh Mefarshim. Then when you're Poreachov, with a Mashkon, when you're giving a Mashkon on behalf of a Chov, it's not giving the thing itself. It's not giving the Chov itself. That's not considered Kesef Be'ein. And therefore here, when you give the Mashkon instead of the Kedushin, that's not considered giving the Kedushin. So therefore, they're both Chesronos. And these are Inyanim that require a tremendous more amount of Pilpul, and obviously hundreds of them, probably millions of words already been, definitely, millions of words have already been discussed about this Sugya, and oceans of ink, and we're just giving, throwing out some Kivunei Machshava, some things to think about, and we should be Zoche Lulmod Ulelamed Lishmor Balasos Ulekayim is called the very Talmud to Rasa V'Yahava. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.